Ah, you know that sound. With warm weather arriving, some of us just crave a cold, carbonated drink. And that doesn't necessarily mean buying from corporate giants. Some Kansas City people are starting to make, bottle, and sell their own sodas. I'm Gina Kaufman. Today's food show on KCUR's Central Standard is all about things served ice cold or chilled. We'll get the food from our critics, but let's start with a refreshing beverage. Our journey begins at a new soda bottling plant just off the square in Independence.
As you pass inside the Polly's Pop factory under a bright orange sign, displays of soda pop memorabilia greet you, like crates of bottles and framed posters. The main space that's visible from the street through a glass wall is dominated by an old bottling line with its conveyor belts and lumbering cast iron machines. Michael Hahn shows me how it works.
I can run this through for you. Come through one bottle at a time.
This machine is called a syrupper filler crowner and part of the Polly's Pop bottling line. Like most of the line, it's antique and dates to the 1940s.
Okay, you come down, you drop the syrup.
Here, the bottles move on a conveyor belt in single file past three separate stations. One machine squirts in the flavor, the next fills the bottles with carbonated water, and the last one puts on a metal screw cap.
It's a beast, isn't it?
With his white beard and cap, Michael looks more like a beer brewer than a soda maker, but he spent years restoring these old machines bought from Fitz's Bottling Company in St. Louis. Then, in August, the first 12-ounce bottles of Polly's Pop soda came off this line. Well, not exactly the first.
I grew up down the street from the original owner.
Michael is referring to the owner of the original Polly's Pop that was made in Independence from the 1920s until 1967.
I have no memories of drinking Polly's Pop, but my mom says we did. So now I'm making it. I think that's pretty cool.
Michael's bosses, the new owners who revived Polly's Pop, think that's pretty cool too.
You know how when someone has such a passion for nostalgic memory, I mean, ever since we moved here, he's talked about Polly's Pop, and so I knew that he was going to bring it back at some point.
That's Cindy McLean talking about husband Ken. For the last 20 years, the couple have probably done more than anyone to revive downtown Independence, redeveloping historic buildings and running small enterprises. They now own 17 businesses around the old square, including restaurants, a specialty grocer, an art gallery and a yoga studio. The McLean's latest venture is Polly's Pop. Ken McLean looks slightly disheveled in a blue suit. He's also a local attorney. He's a bundle of energy, like the fizz in the pop. He's on the other side of the room chatting with a friend. Cindy is like a cap that controls Ken's fizz. She suggests he stop his conversation so we can start the interview.
Okay, Mr. McLean. Focus.
I suggest to Ken that he's turning Independence into a hub for craft soda. He smiles broadly.
We are offering it at all our locations, and we're selling it. I think we've sold something around 25,000 bottles thus far. I don't know whether it'll be a trend, but I do think there is a market for it, and I think that people will always drink soda pop.
And yet last year, the big soda companies reported that sales were at a 30-year low. But craft soda makers are popping up. A few months ago, Atomic Fizz, run by students from Independence, did their first bottling at the Polly's Pop facility. With American flags on their bottle caps, the students say their soda is proof that the American dream isn't dead. In a different way to Polly's Pop, Atomic Fizz is using soda pop's power to conjure a comforting and positive image of the past.
In my grandparents' garage, there was always a wooden case of Polly's Pop with all the various flavors that they offered.
In 1960s Independence, Ken says Polly's Pop was an integral part of the town's personality. His favorite flavor was grape. Today, Polly's Pop offers grape, strawberry, orange, pineapple, cream, root beer, and soon to come, a diet root beer that Ken tastes and then describes like a wine expert.
It has a very good start, but it doesn't leave enough taste on your tongue afterwards, and so you don't have a really good mouthfeel for the soda pop, and so it kind of disappears almost. It needs some vanilla or some type of buttery taste in it to help with that more full bodied flavor that I look for.
Like any big corporate sodas, Polly's Pop flavors come from a mixture of natural and artificial ingredients made by food companies. Unlike big name sodas sold in the US, though, Polly's Pop is sweetened with cane sugar, and Ken only sells 12 ounce bottles. Back on the bottling line.
This is really the money piece right here.
We're now at the mixer, another antique with five stocky arms that each latch onto a bottle and swing it up and down to mix the syrup and carbonated water together.
And as the table rotates, that bottle gets turned about 4.5, 5 times.
Gosh.
And I'll show that to you. It's pretty loud, too.
It reminds me of the Disney cartoon, The Sorcerer's Apprentice, when those mops are frantically carrying buckets of water. Interestingly, that cartoon also dates to the 1940s. This bottling line might look like a working museum piece, but Michael says it can finish 500 bottles of soda in 20 minutes. So pretty soon it's time for
a swig of soda. Danny Wood, who brought us that report, tells us that Polly's Pop was refreshing, full of complex flavor, and surprisingly unsweet.